You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We're all grateful that you know the drill.
Find the right boots for your job at redwingshoes.com today.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is thinking about new ways to better attract and keep service members and civilians. He says the military is working to encourage diversity in the ranks.
Whether you're man or woman, gay, lesbian, or straight, no matter what walk of life your family comes from, and we'll make sure you're treated with dignity and respect.
And he says it may be time to consider a less rigid mindset in the military to make recruiting in some fields more successful.
The military rank structure still dates back to when Napoleon was invading Europe 200 years ago. Now, there are some good reasons for that, but for certain specialty jobs like cybersecurity, we need to be looking at ways to bring in more qualified people.
Military leaders have complained that cyber professionals can make more money in private industry. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons $350,000, stripped the organization of a draft pick, and suspended team president Rich McKay from the league's competition committee beginning April 1st, following the team's use of fake noise at home games. The league also said the team's former director of event marketing was directly responsible for the violation and would have been suspended without pay for the first 8 weeks of the 2015 regular season had he still been with the club. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're live here at Houghton Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, and I am Georgine Trinkle, your host for Houghton Hunterdon, and we are going to be live in the studio today with two guests from Zufall Health Center. Today we're going to be talking about special populations and access to healthcare and services. And one thing that we always start out with is a quote. So today we have a quote from Robert Louis Stevenson, who says, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." So hopefully today you had a pretty good day. And if you didn't, hopefully the things that you did will lead to a better outcome tomorrow, perhaps some goals you'll be able to achieve that you didn't even realize were going to be obtained. So the reason that we picked that quote, and Robert Louis Stevenson, hopefully everyone knows, is a fantastic poet and probably best known for his poem entitled The Swing. He was actually one of my grandmother's favorite poets. We're talking about that because of agriculture, because one of the topics we're going to talk about today is farm workers and farm workers in Hunterdon County. So that got us thinking to the earth and to farm and to reaping what we sow, but in this case, harvesting what we reap by the seeds that we plant. So hope everyone's having a great day, and I'm so glad you're able to join us here at Houghton Hunterdon, and I'll be introducing our guests in just one moment.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Fantastic. Hope everyone's having a great Monday here, and I have the weather for everyone. Everyone's been waiting with bated breath. I know you want me to talk about warm weather, but I'm actually reading the forecast, and it's looking a little better than last week. So we have, right now, it is, I would say that with the wind chill, it's about 47 degrees, and it is a little nippy there. It's cold, but if this was January, we would all be excited to have this nice day. Tonight, it's partly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at rain, mainly after 2 p.m., with about a tenth or a quarter inch of rain. So that's not too bad. We have more rain Tuesday night. And I don't want to say this, but I have to read it. And it does say mixing with snow after midnight, then gradually ending. But at least it says little or no snow accumulation for tomorrow. Enough already. But Wednesday, we have a high near 48 and the sun will be out. And then I'm delighted to tell you Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. So that is incredibly exciting for me, and I can't wait for the warm weather. So now we're going to turn to our guest in the studio here, joining us from Zufall Health, and I have Suyen Sugera and Claudia Amado Sanchez. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent. So we're going to be talking about community outreach, and really everyone who listens to Hot and 100 knows that I've had guests from Zufall Health on before. We've talked about dental services and about community health to special populations, and also the work that Zufall does with the health members and the, you know, the core. And I think that you're actually one of the members, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm a community health core member.
Excellent. Yep. So that's Claudia for those of you listening. Claudia is a community health member, and we actually had a show talking about that and the great work across the country that Zufall has joined along with other community health providers that are federally qualified health centers to really work and to build access to health care for our residents. Obviously, Zufall targets individuals that are difficult to reach, and we're going to talk about four special populations today. But anyone can access Zufall Health Services with insurance, without insurance. Maybe just tell our listeners a little bit about Zufall Health Center.
Yes, thank you so much for having us today. My name is Suyen Segura. I'm an outreach coordinator for the Zufall Health Centers. And yes, as Georgina mentioned, we do provide medical and dental services to adults and children in several counties in New Jersey, and our goal is to make healthcare accessible to those individuals that might be a little bit difficult for them to obtain it. We do see patients with any type of commercial insurance, as well as those that don't have any type of insurance. Also, we see people with Medicaid, NJ Family Care, and also with the new health plans under the Affordable Care Act under the Marketplace. We also provide care to them. Just to give you a little bit of background about the Zufall Health Center, this year we have been open for 25 years. Dr. Robert Zufall opened the Zufall Health Center. Back in the days, it was called the Community Health Clinic or the Free Clinic, out of a basement in Dover. And the demand was so great that years later, we were able to receive federal funding, and we became the Zufall Health Center. We have locations in Morris County, Warren,
Somerset,
Essex, Warren, Somerset, and of course Hunterdon County too.
Excellent. And one of the things that Zufall Health Center likes to do is to make sure that there is equal access for all. And we know specifically that there's four areas that you target in outreach. And I know that you had a recent event at the end of February working with the 100 and Helpline to work with the homeless population.
Yes, effectively, we did have a very successful event. We were able to bring our dental van to the Travel Inn Motel. I believe it's located on Route 30, 31. And we did see several patients there that were able to connect it with dental services back at our site in Flemington.
That's excellent. And I think it's one of the reasons why Zufall Health Center is very successful. It's because of your partnership with other community-based organizations. I work for Norwest CAP, and you're consistently coming to our Head Start site, providing services at our housing authority, where we have a partnership with the housing authority, and also with other community organizations, as you just did at the end of February with the Helpline. So I think that's really important. And when we're talking about our four targeted populations for special outreach, they're the homeless we mentioned. And then there's one population I really wanted to touch upon today, because 100 and Helpline obviously works a lot with all of the populations and the homeless. But the migrant farm worker sometimes is a population that doesn't access services through typical services or through typical community providers. And I think we look around, we drive around Hunterdon County, and it's an absolutely beautiful place. Right now, we see the brown starting to turn green, and we see the corn husks that soon will be dug up, and things will be planted, and we'll start to see the crops. And it's all beautiful, and it keeps our county beautiful, but the farms, the working farms of the county, have migrant farm workers, and I'm not sure that people really realize why we need to target that population for health. And one of the reasons is the income for migrant farm workers, which is really significant. And there have been reports by Health and Human Service and also from the Kaiser Family Foundation, which really proves that migrant and seasonal farm workers, obviously they're an integral part of the agricultural industry, and certainly that's true here in Hunterdon County, but they are one population that has the most limited access to health care. And the program that you're doing and the outreach with the migrant farm workers, it's not just for the farm workers, but it's for their family as well.
Exactly, and that's very true. When we think about farm workers, we're not only talking about that one person that works in the field, we're talking about the entire family. So Zufall actually considers anyone that works in agriculture, ranching, and greenhouses as a farm worker. And anyone that depends on the income of that farm worker, such as a wife, a spouse, children, parents in the household, they're all part of the same household, they're all considered a farm worker individual.
That is really excellent that the whole family can take advantage of the services. I want to give some numbers here. At Norwest CAP, we work with people that are in poverty, and generally that's, we use the federal poverty guidelines. And for a family of four, that's typically about $30,000. When we talk about the median annual income of a migrant farm worker, according to the National Agricultural Workers Survey, it's $6,250. So there's such a disparity. And we know that about 70% of migrant farm workers permanently reside in the United States. So I'm really pleased that Zufall has a special targeted outreach just for the migrant farm workers.
I think it's also definitely the income is one of their barriers, but also transportation and language become huge barriers for farm workers. And Zufall has noticed that and has definitely catered the services that we provide to facilitate their access to healthcare and help them overcome those barriers. We have a rural health representative, Xavier Martinez, who obviously is fluent in Spanish and also provides farm workers with transportation to and from their appointments to Sioux Falls medical or dental sites. So I think income, as you say, is definitely a huge barrier, but it's also transportation and also language. And Sioux Falls is constantly trying to address those issues.
Excellent. So we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the other two of the targeted populations, the veterans and individuals living in public housing. So I hope everyone stays with us. And again, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here for Hot in Hunterdon.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here live at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and today is Monday, March 30th, and we're here with some guests from Zufall Health Center. We're talking about targeted populations, which are being outreach to try to help increase the access to healthcare services. And by healthcare, we mean everything soup to nuts that you serve over at Zufall Health Center and all of the many counties in Northwest New Jersey. And right before the break, we were just talking about migrant farm workers in Hunterdon County and in all the counties. And one of the things also with this population accessing services is difficult. We were just talking about the difficulty with the language and transportation that Claudia mentioned, but also sometimes there are risks with the work that they do with pesticides. And so we're very happy that Zufall Health Center comes right into the community to provide this service. And if anyone has a farm or employs migrant farm workers, they could take advantage and have services accessed even on site. And perhaps someone can give us the information. If I were a farmer and I was employing migrant farm workers, how I could access service for my workers and their families.
Definitely the best way for us to coordinate an event to be able to bring medical services on site is to call our farm worker representatives. As Claudia had mentioned before, his name is Xavier, and he can be reached at 908-268-1106.
Excellent. Thank you, Sian. This is very important information. And I know that you said we were a little too serious when we were on the break, so we want to talk about some events that are going on to have a little more fun in the studio here. Right? You have some events going on in March. I know one is for, is actually called a Family Fun Day.
Yes, that's correct. So the United Way of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon Prevention Resource Health Family Center, they're coordinating a family fun, a healthy family fun event on April 25th. It's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will take place at the ending of Core Street Park. And the goal there is to have a lot of activities and events for the community in general.
To register, do you need to call the Family Success Center, or can you just show up that day between 11 and 2?
Yes, I think the best way will be to contact the Hunterdon Prevention Resources Family Success Center. And also, if anybody is would like to receive a medical or dental services from the Zufall Health Center that day, they can certainly give us a call and we'll be happy to coordinate. We would like to have individuals pre-register ahead of the event, so I'll be happy to give my contact information and I can coordinate that, that pre-registration.
Great. If people wanted to reach you by telephone, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure. So my name is Suyen, like I mentioned before, and my phone number is 973-328-9100, and my extension is 488.
Okay. So Family Fun Day does sound like some fun, and we encourage residents to come out and learn a little bit more in a relaxed environment and connect with the community.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So now I don't want to bounce around too much here, but another targeted population that we've talked about before, maybe not in relation to Zufall, but in general, obviously there's a lot of concern in the community right now for veterans that their needs are not being met. And I think people would be surprised to find out that a veteran has access to health insurance, but they do not have dental insurance.
Exactly. So actually, the majority of veterans don't get dental covered through the VA. So while most of them are getting their medical expenses taken care of by the VA, a veteran has to be 100% service-connected or 100% disabled to receive the full dental coverage through the VA. So what ends up happening is veterans are not going to the dentist, are really not taking care of their oral health. So we notice that that is a special population. They are not, they're either uninsured or underinsured for dental. So what we do is any military serviceman that has served in the military for any time qualifies for us as a veteran. So they don't have to have been combat deployed. It's really open to anyone who has served in the military. And SUFAL comes in and coordinates and collaborates with community veteran organizations, and we figure out where the most need is, and we bring the dental van and set up appointments for veterans.
And you actually have an event that is being organized on April 24th from 10 to 4 in Glen Gardner?
Yes, we are going over there. We actually had to extend the time that we'll be there because there were so many veterans that needed and signed up for the event.
And the event is at Veterans Haven North on Sanatorium Road in Glen Gardner?
Exactly. I believe it was formerly called Hagedorn. So that's where we will be on April 24th from 10 to 4 p.m. We are always looking for other community organizations that work with veterans. If anyone is interested and would like us to bring the dental van to provide services for veterans, they're more than welcome to call me. I'm the one that coordinates the van visits and the appointments for veterans. So definitely I can provide my phone number. And again, my name is Claudia, and my phone number is 973-998-7310, extension 605.
Great, Claudia. Thank you. And I know that over in Morris County, they actually have a clinic for veterans. So
yes.
I know that you're able to bring the van there on certain days and work with the providers to make sure that the dental care access is improved for veterans.
Yes. So the strongest relationship we have is with the community-based outpatient clinic ran by the VA in Morristown. We bring the van regularly to the clinic. We park it right up front. So as veterans are coming in for their medical appointments, they see the van, they see our flyers, and they get linked right onto our dental van for any dental care they might need.
Now, veteran services can be also accessed at hospitals in New Jersey. There are some designated veterans hospitals.
Yeah, so there's two major ones. There's an East Orange VA hospital, and then there's Alliance VA hospital. There's only two that I'm aware of. Those are the two big ones. So you can imagine veterans living in the South or, you know, not close to Alliance or East Orange having to commute all that way.
And really, our veterans who have given so much of their lives for our freedom and have provided so much service for us, want to make sure that they can access health care and whatever other needs they may have. So call Claudia if you're an organization that would be willing to host an outreach with the dental van for veterans, and you can reach her at 973-998-7310, extension 6025. Or if you're a veteran and you do not have dental insurance, which I think would be shocking to most people. I think most people who don't have a former Marine, or once a Marine, always a Marine, so who don't have a Marine family member or other service members, I think they just naturally think all of their needs are taken care of. So if you are a veteran and you are one of the people Claudia talked about where you do not have access to dental care, please give her a call and she will coordinate with the next outreach program or make sure that somehow you are able to get dental services. Great. Do we have any other events going on?
Yes. So in April, we have, as I said, on the 24th, we're going to Veteran Haven North. We're also, you know, we try to go to other counties. In Montclair, we're going to be going to the Salvation Army. So for any veterans in the Essex County area, we're going to be at the Montclair Salvation Army on the 14th of April. And we're taking appointments for that date. So you can definitely call me if you want more information or if you want to make an appointment. And then we always, monthly, we bring the dental van to the Morris VA clinic, the outpatient clinic there. We'll be there on the 22nd of April.
Fantastic. Okay. So there's lots of things that are going on for our veterans, and I'm very happy to hear that. And for all of our veterans, we want you to have access to whatever services you need, and we thank you for your service. We are going to go to the news now and then the weather, and then we'll be back to talk more with our guests from Zufall Health Center.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The clock is ticking on a framework deal with Iran on their nuclear program, AP correspondent Mark Smith.
Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says the talks are clearly going down to the wire as the two sides haggle over nuclear program limits and a timetable for easing sanctions. Briefing reporters, as the president flew to a stop in Boston, Schultz said Obama is ready to walk away from any bad deal, but is convinced an accord remains the best way to keep Iran from getting the nuclear bomb.
Meanwhile, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels are trying to take control of more of Yemen as a Saudi-led coalition continues airstrikes against them. There has been a deadly shooting outside NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland. It happened when two men tried to ram their car through the gate.
That prompted a firefight, according to a senior U.S. official who says one person is dead.
That was AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander. This is USA Radio News.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long.
Ugh.
But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The German Wings co-pilot who crashed the plane into the Alps may have tried to kill himself before. Prosecutors say he had received treatment for suicidal tendencies before becoming a pilot. And investigators say Andreas Lubitz did not tell anyone about his plans.
There still is no evidence that the co-pilot told before that he'll do what we have to assume was done.
That was prosecutor Christoph Kumpa. More Americans signed contracts to buy homes in February, evidence that the spring buying season could open strong after sluggish sales for much of the winter. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sale index climbed 3.1% last month, the highest reading since June of 2013. Buying activity jumped in the Midwest and West while dipping slightly in the Northeast and South. This is USA Radio News.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Here's to the crews out on the oil rigs. It's a back-breaking, risk-taking, high-octane gig. Your job takes guts and grit, not to mention skill. We're all grateful that you know the drill.
Find the right boots for your job at redwingshoes.com today.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is thinking about new ways to better attract and keep service members and civilians. He says the military is working to encourage diversity in the ranks.
Whether you're man or woman, gay, lesbian, or straight, no matter what walk of life your family comes from, and we'll make sure you're treated with dignity and respect.
And he says it may be time to consider a less rigid mindset in the military to make recruiting in some fields more successful.
The military rank structure still dates back to when Napoleon was invading Europe 200 years ago. Now, there's some good reasons for that, but for certain specialty jobs like cybersecurity, we need to be looking at ways to bring in more qualified people.
Military leaders have complained that cyber professionals can make more money in private industry. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons $350,000, stripped the organization of a draft pick, and suspended team president Rich McKay from the league's competition committee beginning April 1st, following the team's use of fake noise at home games. The league also said the team's former director of event marketing was directly responsible for the violation and would have been suspended without pay for the first 8 weeks of the 2015 regular season had he still been with the club. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're back here at Live in Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we are at the only Hunterdon County Chamber Internet sponsored radio, which is the only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week internet radio, and that is sponsored by the Chamber. So we always appreciate the Hunterdon County Chamber for allowing us to be a volunteer host here. And working at Norwest Cap, I'm able to have access to different guests so we can talk about some hot topics here in Hunterdon County. And today we're with our guests from Zufall Health Center talking about four targeted populations: veterans, residents of public housing, migrant farm workers, and individuals that are homeless. But for now, I know everyone wants to hear the weather, which it is 54 degrees out right now, and it's overcast, but there is a little bite in the air, so dress for about 43 degrees because that's what it really feels like. Tonight, it's partly cloudy. We have a low around 34. Very light wind tonight, and Tuesday we have rain, but mainly after 2 p.m. So if you want to get out and get some chores done outside, if you can actually see your grass again, you should do that before 2 p.m. It's around 44 with the forecasted high tomorrow, and we have an 80% chance of precipitation. So the weather people are going to get it right, I think, tomorrow. And Tuesday night, rain possibly mixing with snow. And I cannot believe how many times I've had to say snow on a Monday in a forecast. But Wednesday, we have sunny skies with a high near 48. And then the day that I'm really looking forward to is Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near, wait for it, 61. Yay! Some cheering going on, I think, from everyone who can't wait for that. So again, we're here at Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, and we're talking about populations that need to have better access to health care, and one group, the Zufall Health Center, who's been trying to make sure that the barriers for services, medical services, have been removed or are being removed. And they do that by partnering with community groups. They do that by being out in the community, and they do that with their outreach and one-to-one work. Now, we talked recently about an event they did here in Hunterdon County with the homeless population, working with the Hunterdon Helpline, which was very successful in connecting homeless individuals to services, especially health. And our homeless population, of course, because they often are moving around in a county like Hunterdon, where there's limited shelter access, they're often moving from different locations. So it's really difficult to have consistent care, medical care for them. So an organization like Zufall is able to help with patient support services. And we talked a little bit about migrant farm workers and the work that Xavier is doing with Zufall Health Center. And that obviously, this time of year, is a population that is critical to be able to connect with in our community. Obviously, farm worker labor is crucial for the production and variety of crops here in Hunterdon County and throughout the United States, and especially in New Jersey. I know our out-of-state listeners forget or don't know that Hunterdon County really has many rural areas, both in northern and southern New Jersey, and farm workers are here working, and yet they're the poorest group of workers in the United States. Another interesting thing about farm workers is the U.S. Department of Labor lists the agricultural employment with the highest rate of fatalities and injuries in this country. So they are risking their lives, and they have the most limited access to health care. So if we have any people who own farms or employ migrant farm workers, we're happy that you have the workers and the labor on your farm, and we're happy to have food that's locally grown and locally picked. But we would appreciate if you could allow Sioux Falls Health Center to come out to the farm and to provide health care service and access for the workers and their families. And they can do that by calling Xavier.
Xavier can be reached at 908-268-1106. And one thing to keep in mind is that Xero will work with the farm owner and with the families themselves to make ourselves available. Many times we do go at night, sometimes until 10, 11 o'clock, to make sure that the patients have access to medical care.
Fantastic. And that's what we like about Sioux Falls Health Center, which is you can learn more about all of the services of Sioux Falls Health Center by going online at www.zufallhealth.org, that's Z-U-F-A-L-L, health.org, or I believe you can go to Facebook or Twitter and get all the information about what's going on every day.
Most certainly, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll be happy to, and that way you can find out about all the events that we have in your area and who to contact and to follow all the programs that we have available through the center. As Georgine mentioned, we do provide a number of patient support services, and our goal as a patient-centered medical home is to look at the patient holistically, and we provide a lot of other services besides the preventive care or in times of illness to continue to be healthy, and if you do have any type of condition, to maintain you healthy.
Excellent. Thank you, Sunyan. And then we also touched upon another special population, which are the veterans. And Claudia, you were talking about an event that you have coming up on April 24th for the veterans from 10 to 4. And you had so much, an outpouring of such support for that, you're actually taking additional names now.
Yes. So we have interested patients already calling and making appointments, but we're always taking anyone who's interested. We have lists, and if we're able to, and I mean, we've been to Veteran Haven North multiple times before, we can always go back. I mean, Sioux Falls has the van exactly for this reason. So if there is a need, we will definitely make it our priority to meet that need with a dental van.
And again, as for most people who do not know, veterans may have health care through the VA, but that does not mean that they have access to dental services.
Correct. It's most veterans don't have dental coverage. So what that means is the VA will cover for medical visits and not necessarily their dental. So,
and we know dental care is so important for preventative health and how it can be an indicator of your health, and it's so very important to have that preventative dental care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, and then our fourth targeted population we wanted to talk about today are individuals living in public housing. So for people who don't know about Norwest CAP, and I work at Norwest CAP, and I'm happy to have a program and work with public housing authorities for residents. We have different programs and services, some that actually are able to provide an escrow account for residents who are able to find employment working with us, and then the balance of what they were paying and the new their new housing rate actually goes into an escrow account. And at the end of their graduation, they're able to get access to their escrow account when they graduate. And some graduates are able to purchase a home, and move out of housing. I mean, that is the ultimate goal for individuals that are living in public housing, generally are receiving, subsidized housing. Even though there's not a term limit on it currently, it is the hope of community agencies and of the housing authority that residents would be able to earn enough so they could afford housing, which in New Jersey is almost impossible in some areas. We also have a program called the ROS program, which is Resident Opportunities and Self-Sufficiency, where we're able to bring services working with the residents and with seniors to help them remain independent and to access services. And I know in Madison, we've been able to have the Zufall Health Van come out and work with residents. And I know there's been some changes to that. But that is part of your special outreach, individuals that are living in public housing.
That is correct. One of our outreach coordinators is currently working with the Hunterdon County Division of Housing to be able to bring the van to the sites and to provide the medical care that is so much needed.
Excellent. And if people want to just learn a little bit more about that, or if they live in public housing, they can go out on the 25th from 11 to 2 to the Court Street Park, which is on Court Street and Park Ave, and they could participate in the Family Fun Day in Flemington?
Yes, definitely. We'll be happy to have them there. Just please give us a call ahead of time so that we have enough supplies and we'll be able to see everyone.
Okay, and what number should they call if they want to attend the Family Fun Day?
They can call me, Suyen. Phone number is 973-328-9100, extension 488.
Excellent. Okay. So some of the work with residents that are in public housing, obviously if you have health needs and they're preventing you from, you may have a chronic condition that prevents you from accessing services, or you're not able to obtain medical care, having services right at the housing authority is a great way to keep our residents healthy and to bridge the gap that they may have and the barriers to accessing services. Claudia was helpful before when we were talking about the migrant farm workers, when you mentioned the transportation and language. Just knowing that Zufall Health Center can eliminate those barriers really opens the door wider for people to be able to access services. And that's what we need to have a healthier community. We're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the patient support services that are available in Hunterdon County and in the other surrounding counties that Zufall Health Center serves.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, and the only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week internet radio sponsored by a chamber. And I'm happy to have my guests with me from Zufall Health Center. I have Suyen and Claudia here, and we've been talking about some of the difficult-to-reach populations or individuals that typically have very low income and very limited access to healthcare services. So it's great to have such a great partner in Zufall Health Center. And it's great that you're out in the community often able to meet with people and interact with groups and residents and show them how easy it is to gain access to healthcare services. Sometimes when you are living in poverty and you have so many barriers, and maybe you're not feeling well, but you can't afford that medical bill, or you're too afraid to find out what's going to come of it, that you can't afford to pay for the services. So you avoid it. And avoidance is never really a good coping mechanism, I've found in my life. So we don't want to encourage that at all. We want to encourage people to learn a little bit more about the services at Zufall Health Center and know that they would have a true partner in their healthcare access. And I know we gave out a lot of different numbers, but the easiest thing people can do is go on the website, www.zufallhealth.org. You have three different locations. You have actually four different locations, but only three are on my card. So we have one in Dover on Warren Street. We have one in Morristown and at No Ave. And in Flemington, we have the dental services. But I believe you also have a service in Somerset County.
Yeah, so that card you have is our dental card. So we have dental facilities, as you said, in Dover, Morristown, and Flemington. But we also have medical offices in Dover, in Morristown, in Hackettstown, in Somerville. It's about 25 minutes from here, from Flemington, and West Orange, and also our Highlands Health Van, which is fully equipped to do medical services everywhere we take it.
So pretty much anywhere in Northwest New Jersey, mm-hmm. You're able to, either through the van, special events, or by going to one of the sites, obtain both medical and or dental coverage.
Correct.
Dental mm-hmm. services, we should say. And one of the programs that you have is the patient support service, and you're able to be the home for medical services for patients. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sure. We're a patient-centered medical home, and what that means is that we provide comprehensive services to our patients, and we make sure that they're not coming to our center just for a one-time visit, but we really follow them and make sure that they are following their treatment plan or that they're compliant with their medications. So many instances we have are our clinical pharmacist assisting patients in managing their medication. We also have diabetes management resources and case management. And during open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act for the marketplace, we also have our ACAs that are happy to assist the community in obtaining healthcare insurance.
Now, I'm always on the Alphabet Soup acronym of social service and healthcare services. So everyone may not know that ACA is the Affordable Care Act, but we just love our alphabet. I don't know why that is, mm-hmm. but we do. But sometimes people don't know what those acronyms stand for, because often they don't make a whole lot of sense. So ACA refers to the Affordable Care Act. And in addition to that, you have some events going on. So we talked about the event at Court Park on Court Street and Park Avenue, which is the Family Fun Day, which is April 25th from 11 to 2. And then, of course, at Veterans Haven North, there is another event for veterans on April 24th from 10 to 4. Either of those events, people should call before they go out, but they can also go on your Facebook page or follow your Twitter account and learn a little bit more about the services and the events.
Definitely. We're very active on our Facebook account and Twitter account. All of our flyers and all of our contact information for specific events is always posted on there. So that's probably the best and easiest way to look up our events and sign up or call for appointments.
Excellent. And Zufall Health Center is a federally qualified healthcare center. It is available for access for healthcare and dental services, primary services, of course, through the federally qualified healthcare center network, which most people don't know that the FQHCs, which of course we have to do another acronym, right? We have to have Alphabet Soup in here today. And the FQHCs are phenomenal because they are across the country. They provide access for people who have insurance, people who don't have insurance, and they're able to provide some access to primary and preventative services. And then through ancillary services, they're able to help with some of the specialized conditions. But one of the big areas that is a strength for the FQHCs is the work in prevention and helping people improve their quality of life, which you do through some of the chronic disease management, working with diabetes. And there are not a lot of even FQHCs that are able to do the prescription part of it and managing the medication. So it's a wonderful service. Now, are you a first-year member, Claudia?
Yes, I'm an AmeriCorps member, and it's my first service term this year.
Excellent. And will you be staying with Zufall Health Center for another year or just the 1 year?
Yeah, I'm here until June, and then I'm going to move on to grad school in August. So unfortunately, I am going to have to leave for that.
And has your time at Zufall Health Center, has that led you to want to be in community health care?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always had a bond to FQHCs. I've myself gone to them when we first moved here to this country, so I know what it's like to be a patient at an FQHC, and now it's really neat for me to be actually working in an FQHC. So it's definitely close to my heart, and I don't see myself forgetting about it. So
that's great. I think in the healthcare field, when you get to experience what it's really like to help a patient who, you know, feels so overwhelmed with a condition or with fear of a diagnosis, and to be able to work with them through all of that, through whatever treatment they need, and then through managing that condition or diagnosis with support groups and other things, it really improves the quality of someone's life. And I think often people that are uninsured, and I know for sure people that are low income, are often not treated as well as they should be in the community. But in organizations like Norwest CAP and Zufall Health Center, that's really our heart, that we treat people without judgment and that we serve anyone who comes to our doors with the intent to help them and to suspend judgment on whatever decisions they've made. And I think that makes all the difference for people. And I think it is able to demonstrate that we're a stronger community when we all work together. If it's working with veterans, if it's working with residents of public housing, if it's working with individuals that are homeless, or if it's working with the migrant farm workers, we're here to improve the community through our services, and it's great that Zufall has so many different services and can truly collaborate and partner with other groups in the community. And maybe we can give the phone numbers again so people know if you're wanting to find out a little bit more about any of these events, how they can learn more or talk to a person. You know, the internet is great and we love it. We love following Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and we love going online, but nothing replaces the relationship and the personal contact. So if I wanted to talk to someone about my health or dental needs, how can I access services?
So as I'll speak for veterans, you know, if there's any veterans out there that have questions about our dental program, if they want to sign up, definitely give me a call. I mostly deal with veterans, so any veteran that needs an appointment or just wants more information, and also any community veteran organization that is interested in hosting our dental van can definitely give me a call. My name is Claudia, and my phone number is 973-998-7310, extension 605. Any farm workers or any owners of farms that are interested in hosting our medical or dental van can contact Xavier Martinez, who he's in charge of the farm outreach, so he knows the most out of that outreach program. And his number is 908-268-1106.
And for any type of questions regarding events that we have coming up here in Hunterdon County, for any type of questions about the homeless population and the public housing population that we serve, you can definitely contact me, Suyin, at 973-328-9100, extension 488.
Fantastic. And for those internet lovers, www.zufallhealth.org is the website for services, and there is a whole lot of information for providers and for citizens about services and events. And of course, we encourage everyone to take a look at that website or just to give a call and learn a little bit more about the work that Zufall Health Center does in the community in both medical and dental field. So I really appreciate Claudia and Suyin for being my guests here today. Talk about the populations that are at risk in the community, especially in Hunterdon County, and especially this time of year with the migrant and seasonal farm workers who are so important to our agricultural industry. And we want them to be healthy while they're here working in our communities. And Hunterdon County actually recently in a survey was just ranked number one for the healthiest county in New Jersey. So even while that's going on, we know that there's sub-segments of populations that still need access to healthcare services and how important that is to have a thriving community. I hope everyone is able to stay with the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio for the 4:05 hour, where Ruth Ann Celebration Hour will be coming up in just a moment. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I appreciate you being with me today, March 30th on Hot in Hunterdon. And I hope if you're in any of those four targeted segments that we talked about today, veterans, living in public housing, a migrant farm worker, or if you're homeless, you will reach out to Zufall Health Center. Everyone have a great day.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The deadline is tomorrow for a framework deal with Iran. The U.S. and permanent members of the U.N. Security Council are meeting with Iranian officials in Switzerland. A potential deal would remove economic sanctions on Iran while they promise to restrict their nuclear development. Senator Rich Burr of North Carolina was a guest on Face the Nation on CBS, and he talked about the growth of terrorism in the Middle East. USA's John Clemens reports.
The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee spoke about the spread of terrorism to countries like Iraq, Syria, and now to Yemen. Senator Richard Burr said, under this administration, terrorism has flourished.
In our absence, terrorism has flourished throughout the region between Syria and Iraq and has spread now to countries in North Africa and Central Asia.
Senator Burr also said 10 countries have joined with the U.S. to make sure Iran doesn't establish a foothold in Yemen. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Authorities aren't saying yet why two men dressed as women tried to enter the National Security Agency's campus at Fort Meade, Maryland. The driver